Today is a holiday in Pakistan, Love the Prophet Day. It's a day chosen for Muslims to protest a video made in the United States that denigrates the Prophet Muhammad. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Steve.
How are people protesting? What's it look like there?
Well, Friday prayers are finished now, and we're seeing thousands of people, in fact, tens of thousands of people, protesting in all the major cities here. You know, actually, the demonstrations started much earlier in places like Peshawar in the northwestern part of the country. Protesters there tried to make their way to the U.S. consulate, and when they were turned back, they set fires to buildings, the Chamber of Commerce, movie theaters, and that. But now we're seeing large numbers in places like Karachi in the south, where, again, demonstrators are heading towards the American consulate. And riot police are firing tear gas at the crowds. And here in Islamabad, it's the same thing. They're firing tear gas at crowds. But they're trying to stop protesters crossing a bridge from the neighboring garrison city of Rawalpindi. And police have fired on those crowds with live ammunition. So, you know, as the day goes on, we're expecting the crowds to grow, and certainly everyone is bracing themselves for violence.
Always trying to keep things in perspective, figure out how many people are peaceful if there are just a few people who are being violent. But when you talk about live ammunition, that sounds pretty serious.
It might be a bit of an overreaction, too. I mean, yesterday's demonstrations got way out of hand, certainly here in Islamabad. You know, they thought they had set up security enough around the city, but in fact, a number of the police cordons were breached, and students got very, very close to something called the diplomatic enclave here, and that's where all the embassies are, and the diplomats and their families and that type of thing. And I think it was a little bit too close for comfort, so certainly they've beefed up security here. For one thing, they've cut off all the cell phones in the country. In part, that's to stop social mobilizing, but also there is a fear that there might be a terrorist attack, and cell phones are used to detonate bombs normally. So a lot of security around.
The United States has an advertisement on television. What's it saying? And very briefly, how are people responding, if at all?
Well, yes. In fact, yesterday during the coverage of all these demonstrations, the U.S. Embassy put out some advertisements which show both President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying, you know, that the U.S. respects all religions and that America had nothing to do with the anti-Islam video. It cost the U.S. about 70,000, but it has a potential to reach about 90 million people. But still, you know, these demonstrations have been a slow burn. They're coming much later than we saw in the Middle East and that. And so people really apparently just need to get out and demonstrate and show their anger.
Although I'm seeing some other voices. If you read the Pakistani press, Jackie Northam, there's a column that I was just reading in the Express Tribune, a Pakistani paper. The author is Raza Rumi. I just want to read a quote here. The quality of the film is so pathetic that it should have been allowed to die a natural death. However, he writes, trust some Muslims to be swayed by such brazen provocations, and now all you have is a faux narrative of Islam versus the West. Are there a lot of people in Pakistan saying, oh, come on?
Well, there are. It was interesting this morning's talk shows on TV, and there are seven major stations here, and all of them were running. You know, the hosts were saying, "Look, this isn't how you behave in Islam. You know, it's peaceful in that. What is violence accomplishing here?" And so that was a major thrust of the, certainly of the shows this morning and that. But you know, it doesn't take a lot of people to really create problems. A lot of people are just coming out peacefully as well to just show their anger and confusion about this video.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And we'll continue checking in with you throughout the morning. Again, demonstrations are continuing in Pakistan in what is described as Love the Prophet Day. Some violence in some areas, fires set, tear gas fired, and some reports of live ammunition. But things are still developing. We'll keep you up to date right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.